Every year, on the second Monday of October, we Canadians have a tradition of gathering around tables with loved ones for a special Thanksgiving. Family and friends come from far and wide to gather and celebrate together. Therefore, together we enjoy a relaxed Thanksgiving weekend filled with lots of fun, fellowship, interaction, rest, and feasting on traditional dishes such as roasted turkey and gravy, stuffing, preserved yams, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, cornbread, and pumpkin pie. We spend time listening and catching up with each other as we take turns to share our stories during and after the meal. For us believers, the Thanksgiving tradition goes much deeper than food and family gatherings. On this day, we pause, we reflect and muse at the goodness and faithfulness of our God. We look back at what the Almighty God has done in our lives and express our sincere gratitude in prayer for His unfailing love, provision, sustenance, and protection. For we know and realize that had it not been the Lord who was on our side, we may not have been here. We are here only because of the mercies and the goodness of our God. Sadly, this year's Thanksgiving is different due to the COVID-19. Families are not allowed to get together as we have traditionally done for so many years. According to the Alberta provincial leaders, indoor private social gatherings are limited to two households, yours plus one other, up to a maximum of 10 eligible vaccinated people. And vaccinated indoor social gatherings are not permitted for vaccine eligible people who are unvaccinated. And if you are to meet outside, only 20 people are allowed to gather together, social distance and masked. Or unmasked. Beloved, this will be a different Thanksgiving because we are living in very strange times. All is not well. We can use a prayer. Pray for families, pray for our church, pray for society, pray for our government leaders to make wise decisions. But today, being Thanksgiving Sunday, we are going to put our What God Loves sermon series from the Beatitudes of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 on hold and focus instead on giving thanks in dire times in a message entitled Count Your Blessings. Count Your Blessings from Psalm 103 verses 1 to 18. So if you have your Bible this morning, could you please come with me to Psalms 103. We are going to read verses 1 to 18. If you find it, please rise to your feet in honor of the reading of God's word. Psalm 103 in the New International Version has this to say. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. May the Lord add a blessing to the public reading of his word this morning. Let's pray together. God our Father, we pause to center our thoughts and our hearts on your word. Please prepare our hearts to receive the seed of the word of God. May this word change, transform, empower, and help us to remember to thank you for all the good things that you have done in our lives. We give you honor and we give you praise. May your presence be so evident in this place to the glory of your great name. In Jesus' name we have prayed, and somebody said, Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. By a show of hands, how many here have ever heard of the phrase, count your blessings? Thank you. Almost everyone in the house. The statement, count your blessings, is a fairly well-known idiom because it has been around for quite a long time. It reminds me of a famous hymn called Count Your Blessings, written by Johnson Oatman Jr. and composed by Edwin O. Excel in 1897. Each verse in the hymn begins with a challenge and ends with the fact that no matter what happens, if we count our blessings, we will be surprised. We will be praising. We will be singing. And we will be rewarded and comforted by God because of our realization of just how much the Lord has done for us. Here are the lyrics. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly. You will be singing, as the days go by. When you look at others with their hands, with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings. Money cannot buy your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Now, in these difficult, unprecedented times due to COVID, when we are living one day at a time, not knowing what tomorrow has in store for us, and yearning for any resemblance of normal, because we are sick and tired of the pandemic and its many variants and waves. In these dire times when we are scared, livid, furious, and outraged with the pandemic and its consequences, in disrupting our civilization and daily livelihoods, it is easy for us to lose sight of the good things that God is doing in and around us. Saints, count your blessings, therefore, is a call for us to rise above discouragement, doubt, fear, anxiety, adversity, and misery, in order for us to show appreciation for God's provision by counting our blessings one by one, irrespective of your circumstances. Counting your blessings may sound simple, but not everyone can easily break free from a complaining attitude and negativity. To properly count your blessings, you will need to make gratitude a part of your daily life, even in tough times like these. Agreeably, Thanksgiving this year may be very difficult for some people. You may find yourself quite miserable and disgruntled with life and struggling to find reasons to be grateful. With the outbreak of the pandemic, many people have lost their jobs, family routines, and church life, as we know it, has been disrupted. The economy is in a recession. This health crisis has made our lives so miserable, despondent, and dejected in many ways. There is widespread panic, shock, and languishing. Many people are struggling with mental health challenges and the deep darkness of depression. Some medical professionals are choosing to resign or retire earlier than anticipated due to exhaustion. But in dire times like this one, what is there for us to be grateful for or praise God for? What blessings can we count this morning in this predicament? In response to an article, it's possible to praise God in hard times by Ebony Maddock. Jeannie Hall writes, "I'm sorry, but I can't praise or thank God. I was bullied by my peers, teachers, and even relatives in a so-called Christian day school. I have autism, and back in the 70s, no one knew anything about autism. I also have a young sibling with Down syndrome, which only made me resentful due to my autism. Social situations and romance have only been bad luck for me. Now I'm married to a schizophrenic because there was no one else that wanted me. I've also been bullied by coworkers and supervisors for being different and worked in dead-end jobs because there was nothing available for me. I'm sorry, I can't praise God. I only sing praise songs because I'm required to do so as part of my church ensemble. As far as I'm concerned, there is no hope, only despair and bitterness in my life." End of story. Since Jeannie is not alone, especially in these tough and unprecedented times due to the pandemic, many people, as I said, are languishing, not knowing what to do as they don't see any glimmer of hope at the end of the tunnel, only darkness and despair. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17, in there, Paul exhorts us, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Beloved, despite the pandemic, we still have a lot to thank God for as individuals and as a church body. Thank God that we still have a church family even during this pandemic when many churches are closing their doors. We still have a roof on our heads despite the turbulent economy. We still have family and friends to enjoy life with. We still have good health and the breath of life. We also need to be thankful because of God's character, which is right and just, and full of integrity. Psalm 7, verse 17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Irrespective of what I'm going to experience or what I'm going through today, I will still give thanks to the Lord because he is a righteous God. We should also thank God not only for what he has done, but for who he is. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. We can also be thankful because of the Lord's gift of salvation through Christ, who became the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He became sin, he who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. His kingdom is full of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the power and authority to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. We who were not a people are now a people. We are a chosen generation. We are a peculiar people only because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This is not our own doing, but the grace of God. We can be thankful for salvation, and we can be thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit. David, in our text, in Psalm 103, reminds us to count our blessings and give thanks and appreciate the character of God, and for the many things he has done for us, both spiritual and physical blessings. It says in verse 1, praise the Lord, O my soul, O my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for those who are oppressed. And then verse 8 says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. David was captivated by God's blessings and could not help but recall and count his blessings. Instead of complaining about his burdens, it dawned upon David just how much God had blessed him. He realized how good God had been and how undeserving he was of those blessings. David praised God for all that he had done. He spoke of God's forgiveness, divine healing from all sicknesses, redeeming us from the pit of sin, crowning us with love and compassion, and satisfying our desires with good things. His justice, his peace, his righteousness, and his long suffering. This, sense, brings us to our one and only point as we prepare to land. In these dire times, forget not the blessings and benefits that God gives us. In these dire times, do not forget. Remember the blessings and the benefits that God bestows upon our lives each and every day. Now, as earlier alluded to, it's easy to forget the benefits and blessings that God has given us, especially when going through a hard time like this pandemic, the waves, the variants, and the lockdowns. But I hope David's list opens our eyes and gives us plenty of reasons to praise God and to thank Him for those blessings, to be grateful and to show gratitude to our God. For our God forgives our sins, He heals our diseases, He redeems us from sin and death, crowns us with love and compassion. He satisfies our desires and meets us at our point of need and provides for us. He also gives us righteousness and justice. We receive all these blessings without deserving of them, for His grace, goodness, and mercy is always sufficient for us in times of need. Since no matter how difficult your life's journey has been, you can always count your blessings, past, present, and future, and find reason to give God the praise. When was the last time you stopped to consider all that God has blessed you with, despite your adversity or the difficulty of life? Do you only see the bad and ugly experiences of life? Do you? In closing, as a minister was addressing a group of men, he took a large piece of paper and made a black dot in the center of it with a marking pen or a Sharpie. Then he held the paper up before the group and asked them a profound question. He said, "What do you see?" One person quickly replied, "I see a black mark." "Right," the preacher replied. "What else do you see?" Complete silence prevailed. "Don't you see anything other than the dot?" he asked. A chorus of no's came from the audience. And then he said, "I'm really surprised. You have completely overlooked the most important thing of all, the sheet of paper." Then he made the application. He said that in life, we are often distracted by small dot-like disappointments or painful experiences, challenges, and adversity. And we are prone to forget the innumerable blessings we receive from the hand of the Lord every day. But like the sheet of paper, the good things are far more important than the adversities that monopolize our attention. Rather than concentrating on the trials of life, we should fix our attention upon the blessings. Let us say with the psalmist in Psalm 68, verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits and bears our burdens every day." So, this morning, if you feel like you have nothing to thank God for, take time to go through David's list in our text, Psalm 103. Read all the way to the end. And when you remember God's blessings, I can promise you, your faith, your hope, and your trust in the Lord will be renewed. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. No matter how dark your night might be, it will not stop the sun from rising the next day. Put your trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your ways straight. Why don't we rise to our feet as I close in a word of prayer? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. And our prayer is that you may help us to comprehend what this word is saying to us today. May you brood upon it by your Spirit and drive it to our hearts. Help us to realize just how much you have blessed us with. On a day like this one, may we be thankful. May we be full of gratitude. May we bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. May we declare that the Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, for the gift of salvation, for forgiving our sin, for the shelter, the protection, the food, the home, the family, even this wonderful community of faith. We are thankful that we belong to this family, and we are proud. Please continue to minister to us. Continue to grow and inspire this group of people. And may we live to the glory of your great name. May we bear witness that Jesus lives in me. Lord, we thank you as we part company. We ask that you may go before each one of us. Bless our going back home just as you blessed our coming, and bless our times together as we sit around tables for Thanksgiving. We love you. We exhort you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And somebody in the house said amen. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
We're dismissed.